Shakespeare. Start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and us women you will wow. Just brush up your Shakespeare, and we'll all kowtow.
And welcome to Brush Up Your Shakespeare. Yay! I am me. Who am I? I don't know anymore. I'm Cassie. That's who I am. And I'm here with not one, but two guest judges this time. Of course, Princess Garnet is back.
Yay!
And we have Blue Man 39.
I hate the PC. Blue Man?
You do. We all do. We all hate political correctness.
The bluest band in all the land.
He is so blue.
Oh, it was so great. We got 7th place. This one-man band got 7th place.
Woohoo.
I want to have an extra plate of haggis for getting 7th place. I'm pretty sure it's the worst Scottish accent ever.
Yeah, this is getting pretty awkward.
Yeah.
Random. I guess.
Yeah, so this afternoon's been fun. So my PC, before we started recording, decided to go, hey, you know you got to use Skype this afternoon? Ha, no, you don't get to use it. So I'm on my iPad.
Well, thank goodness for the iPad. Because we're like...
I hate you, Bill. Thank you, Steve. May your soul rest in peace.
And on a different note, Shakespeare, woo!
Yes. Awesome segue.
Yes. I have to be honest, I was trying to remember what the acronym stood for. I'm like, what does the acronym stand for? Crap. I thought it was like, so you think you can Shakespeare? No, that doesn't sound right. I was trying to remember what the show was called. Oh, I felt so bad.
Yay. Randomness.
Anyway, I always bring an extra 25% random to any show that I'm judging.
No shit.
Indeed he does.
It's a proven research. It was a research study done by Harvard University that I add 25% randomness to any show that I'm judging.
Clearly. So what was the theme tonight, Cassie? I forgot.
Oh yeah, what is my theme tonight? That's an awesome, awesome question. Let me find it. Okay, the theme for this week is... Oh, wait, my door's opening.
We almost got there.
That's the theme for this week. Oh, wait, my door's opening. Okay, sorry. Okay, now, back on track. Okay, the theme for this week is, or whatever it's called, is... sell when you can, you are not for all markets, or insert your choice of you so ugly joke here week, where contestants must translate something from Shakespearean English into modern English.
Oh, cool.
Yes. Woo, awesomeness. That is exactly what they will be doing. Yes, hopefully. Hopefully they did this, because if they didn't, then... They didn't, and that would
be... I'm sure they did it.
Yes.
Dude.
I'm just, like, leaning back and watching you two just make all this happen. I'm just sitting there, I'm like, hey, you guys go do your show, I'm just here, whatever.
Yeah, see, he's our token penis for this show right now.
Yeah, It's two girls, one guy, and a Shakespeare show.
Indeed.
There we go.
Stick that on ABC and watch how those ratings soar.
Mm-hmm.
Who's up first, Cassie?
Let's see. Up first, we have Green Girl.
Awesome.
Issa not approved in the height of villain that had slandered, scorned, dishonored my kinswoman. Oh, that I were a man! What? Bear her in hand until they come to take hands, and then, with public accusation, uncovered slander, unmitigated rancor. Oh, God! God that I were a man! I would eat his heart in the marketplace! Talk with a man out a window, a proper saying! Sweet hero, she is wronged, she is slandered, she is undone! Princes and counties! Surely a princely testimony, a goodly count, Count Comfect, a sweet gallant, surely. Oh, that I were a man for his sake, or that I had any friend would be a man for my sake. But manhood is melted into curses, valor into compliment, and men are only turned into tongue, and trim ones too. He is now as valiant as Hercules that only tells a lie and swears it. I cannot be a man with wishing. Therefore, I will die a woman with grieving. Should he not be called a villain, who has slandered, scorned, and dishonored my cousin? Oh, I wish I were a man! What? Fool her into thinking everything is fine until they come to be married, and then, in front of everyone, spread lies and filth! Oh, God, I wish that I were a man! I would rip his heart out in public and eat it! Talking with a man out of her window, a likely story! Sweet hero, she is wronged, she is slandered, she is ruined! Oh, these princes and counts! Surely he gave a very princely testimony. A wonderful man he is, Count Sugarplum, a very sweet count indeed. Oh, I wish that I were a man for his sake, or that I had a friend who would be a man for my sake. But manhood has been turned into nothing but courtesies, valor into compliments, and men have been turned into tongues, and fancy tongues at that. A man can now be considered as brave as Hercules by telling a lie and swearing it is true. I cannot be a man by wishing for it. I will remain a woman.
And that was Green Girl doing a piece from Much Ado About Nothing. Woohoo! All right, so I will go first because I can. And that's what I usually do. It's a thing. It's like a tradition that I go first. Okay, I absolutely love this Green Girl. It's, I loved your emotion. I loved your pacing. I loved, like, everything about this. It was, your acting was so good in this. I loved how you did the, your translation was very good, and the way you acted, the separate parts were very good. Because it, there's a bit of difference between acting Shakespeare and acting, doing modern acting, so it's awesome that you were able to pull off both. The only thing that was a bit of a problem was you did have some microphone issues, some, like, peaking distortion a little bit in there, but other than that, it was great. I enjoyed it a lot. Who wants to go next, since we have two people?
I'll go next, if that's okay.
Okay.
That's fine, yeah.
Okay. Whilst I agree with Cassie, Green Girl, that I really loved your Shakespeare, I thought it was really well emoted, and I didn't really have any criticisms about your Shakespeare at all. I felt that whilst the language was different in your modern, and it was no longer iambic pentameter, that it still felt kind of old-fashioned, and whilst your emotion was good, it still felt staged in the sense that they could have both been from the same play at the same era, but one was just slightly more modern in the language that you used. So, like, your phrasing on it was, like, really slow and slightly over-dramatic for me. but I think, so whilst I really liked your Shakespeare, I wasn't as keen on your modern. It was still okay. I just had the problem that I still felt a bit old-fashioned and slightly over-dramatic too. So, yeah.
Bluey?
Yes. So basically, yeah, pretty much all they're saying is kind of what I got. Like, it was just very, I thought it was a very interesting performance. You definitely had that fire in your character, especially during the modern translation. I thought that the original seemed a little unnatural,
Like, it did seem like you were totally, like, acting in the original, but the modern, I thought, was just, like, very passionate, very awesome. So, yeah. That's pretty much it. Short, sweet, to the point. You were awesome. Next contestant.
Woo! Little differences of opinion. Like, we were, like, all over the place with our opinions on this one.
Yeah, Cassie liked both. Blue Man really liked the Shakespeare.
I like the Mara.
I really liked the Shakespeare.
Yes, and well, of course, as we all know, I am always right. So, besides, you put you two together. You put you two together, and everything is great. So, hey,
exactly.
That makes me right. Yes. So good job, Green Girl. Let's move on to the next person, who is Temporary Butterfly.
If we shadows have offended, think but this, and all is mended, that you have but slumbered here, while these visions did appear, and this weak and idle theme no more yielding but a dream. Gentles, do not reprehend. If you pardon, we will mend, and as I am an honest puck, if we have unearned luck, now to escape the serpent's tongue, we will make amends ere long, else the puck a liar call. So, good night unto you all. Give me your hands, if we be friends, and Robin shall restore amends. If the fairies have offended, only think this, and all is better, that you were only sleeping while we fairies came to life, and this silly play has been nothing more than a dream. Please, don't be upset. If you forgive, we will forget. And, as I am an honest puck, if we have done wrong, now to escape the serpent's tongue, we will make it right very soon. Or else you call me a liar. So, good night to all around. Please, give me applause if we are friends, and Robin shall make it right again.
That was Temporary Butterfly doing a piece from A Midsummer Night's Dream. Right, and first up is Kyle this time, or Blue Man. I look at your Skype name, it says Kyle, and you're Blue Man, and either way.
You know, I don't know why Skype decides to go, hey, you have this username, but when people are friends, you know, they should just know your real name, where you live, your email, social security, credit card numbers, whatever. So I am trying to get clarification on this. Cause this was Puck, correct?
I think it's, is it Puck or Robin?
Because let me go into the critique and I'll explain what my confusion was.
All right.
So first of all, there was this click noise thing at the start before you even started your original. So yeah, that's
temporary
no-no.
Temporary and clicks.
that's a no-no. That's a no-no. You don't need to do that. The original and kind of with the start of the modern, you sounded very fairy godmother like. It just sounded like this very kind of comforting voice. Like it's exactly like I said, just fairy godmother type voice. And but it changed as you went on, but I don't know if that fit though, because I'm trying to figure out if it was one of the fairies or if you were Puck, and like Puck wouldn't talk like that, but the fairies would. I mean, obviously, yeah. When you said, and then this is me being picky, amends the first time in the original, it sounded like amends. Who put a question mark on the teleprompter? No. So, and then on the modern, the pause at the ends when you're like Robin make amends, there was like the pause was a little bit drawn out, and then also seemed like there was this kind of quick jump between the word that came before Robin and Robin. But overall, I thought it was good, but it does need some work to it. So, yeah. Very specific.
Okay, and would you like to go next, Garnet?
I can do. Pretty much basically, like, what Blue Man said, I think I have, like, more of a general note, though, and that it didn't seem as strong. It seemed kind of like, I don't want to use the word bland because it wasn't bland at all, but there wasn't a big range of emotions. I don't know if that's because of your choice of monologue or whatever. But I felt like you could have just put more into it and behind it. And just little things like on the modern and on the old, like, you know, the space between your phrases and things like that. It did do, like, you know, what Blue Man said, with it seemed like how a fairy godmother would speak rather than Puck. It didn't seem to fit the character quite so as well as I would have liked it to. And the click. Temp. Moo. Please don't put the clicks in. But apart from that, I don't really have much to say. I liked it. It was okay. It wasn't my favourite bit of acting from you, Temp.
Okay, first off, clicks are evil. Yes. And I've lost my train of thought again. This happens quite frequently, Blue Man. I often get a little case of ADD. Let's see.
I'm pretty sure you are not that squirrel. Sorry. Force of habit.
Random.
Yeah, see, yeah, but, I mean, I get random, so.
Indeed you do. Okay, Tempe. I am still not familiar with A Midsummer Night's Dream, so when I heard this, I was like, okay, this sounds fun, because I had no idea how the character is supposed to sound, you know? So, from an outsider's point of view, I thought the way you said it, the kind of calming fairy godmother-y kind of way, I thought it worked just because I didn't know how it was supposed to be. So just that on its own, I thought was okay. And I agree there wasn't a huge range of emotion in this, but no, I'm so bad right now. I know. I liked it. I thought some parts did seem a bit forced. Like in the, she did ask for, she was, one of the people who got a critique, and, actually Green Girl also got the pre-show critique. But this, she ended up only sending me her modern half, and I wish she had also sent me her Shakespearean half, because there were a few things I'm sorry, people. I don't know where my head is right now. I'm just, like, all kind of dazed right now for some odd reason. This is, like, probably the most awful critique in the history of critiques.
I remember something that I wanted to say.
Oh, go ahead.
I'll give you a minute to collect your thoughts.
Yeah.
What I wanted to say, which I forgot to say because I'm also a bit spaced today, is I think I know why it sounded a bit more fairy godmotherly. It's because it was all rhyming. So, I mean, it's possible to, it's really hard to act out things like, a monologue that rhymes as much as that does, because it's kind of like a poem. And I don't know about you, Temp, but I always personally find it really, really hard to get the kind of right emotions when it rhymes, because it's more like a song, which is kind of hard to do. So I appreciate that from you. but on your modern piece, that kind of continued into that when it wasn't a rhyming piece. Like, you didn't have that issue that the monologue did. So I don't, that's one of my main problems with it, which I forgot to say, sorry, was that that kind of continued into your modern piece when you didn't have the restriction of the rhyming, you know? And that was what I forgot to say, so sorry.
Okay, yeah. So I agree with this. But I do have to say that I think, though, that out of all of your submissions thus far, that this, that I can definitely tell that you're improving in this. Yes, your diction is much, much better. I did think that the acting was good. I mean, there were some parts where it was a bit flat and a bit kind of strange, like how Garnet described from the transition from the modern to the Shakespeare to the modern. I did think that it was your best so far, and I'm glad you are learning and improving. Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention was the part about in the modern translation where you said which part was it now? To escape the serpent's tongue. I know you had some trouble trying to translate that, but I would have either. Because it means from what I've read to get booed or hissed at, or heckled or something along those lines, and I think like it wouldn't unless somebody knew that it may not make sense to the modern listening audience. So I would have either changed it even if it or left it out, because you know just that one little part there, but. Yeah, so good job, temporary butterfly. Once again, I apologize for my spaciness. it's like I have a terrible stomach ache right now, and so I'm just like, okay, kind of trying to concentrate on this and trying to not be in pain. Okay, so we are going to move on to the next person, who is Russ. Yes, and that is now how he's chosen to spell his name now, with about like 50 R's. Okay, so, right, let us go on to Russ.
I pray thee, cease thy counsel, which falls into mine ears as profitless as water in a sieve. Give not me counsel, nor let no comforter delight mine ear, but such a one whose wrongs do suit with mine. Bring me a father that so loved his child, whose joy of her is overwhelmed like mine, and bid him speak of patience. Measure his woe the length and breadth of mine, and let it answer every strain for strain, as thus for thus, and such a grief for such, in every lineament, branch, shape, and form. If such a one will smile and stroke his beard, bid sorrow wag, cry hem when he should groan, patch grief with proverbs, make misfortune trunk with candle wasters, bring him yet to me, and I of him will gather patience. But there is no such man. For, brother, men can counsel and speak comfort to that grief which they themselves not feel. But tasting it, their counsel turns to passion, which before would give perceptual medicine to rage, fetter strong madness in a silken thread, charm ache with air and agony with words. No, no! 'Tis all men's office to speak patience to those that wring under the load of sorrow. But no man's virtue nor sufficiency to be so moral when he shall endure the like himself. Therefore give me no counsel. My griefs cry louder than advertisement. Stop it! Your attempts to comfort me are worthless. You don't know what I'm feeling. Find someone who does, a father who loves his daughter and lost her as I have, and let him tell me to be patient. See if his grief is as great as mine, and painful as mine in every way. If someone like that can casually smile and stroke his beard and laugh when he should rightfully cringe in agony, if he can offer platitudes and speak cheerfully of better times, bring him here, and I will listen and learn patience from him. But such a man does not exist. My dear brother, it is very easy to comfort others when you do not feel their pain yourself. Those who do find themselves in my place cease such foolish advice. And instead of trying to soothe the rage, they take it up on their own. Oh, no, everyone does it. They see someone full of sorrow and tell them to feel better. But no man has the capacity to follow such advice and be patient in the face of such loss. So don't offer me your advice. My pain is stronger than you can see.
And that was Russ all doing a monologue from Much Ado About Nothing. So, yes. And I believe, Garnet, it is your turn to go first this time. So, away you go.
Away with me. Okay, Ross. I love the fact that you managed to find a really, like, dramatic monologue in a comedy. But aside from that, well, not aside from that, that's not a bad thing at all. It was just kind of ironic. Okay, I really liked your Shakespeare. I always love you and your Shakespeare. I love the fact that you never put on that, you never overpronounce and over-dictate your words and stuff. However, there was just one word in your Shakespeare piece, you know, like, oh, I'm going to call it old piece, which was advertisement. And the rest of it didn't kind of sound overly American. It was just kind of like an almost a neutral accent, but then that was like quite American, which didn't fit, and it almost like broke the mood. Not break the mood, but it was a weird way to end that monologue. But apart from that, I didn't really have anything else to say. On your modern piece, I really liked it. I felt that you took a lot more like more liberty with it than any of the others have done so far. You changed the language a bit more, and you just did an overall like really solid job of modernizing the piece. The only thing I felt that didn't really fit with in that one was just one word again, which was when you said like bring him here. It's like ear. which it was like, I don't know, it was kind of weird for me because we always say like, oh, bring him here, like in our country. So I went to hear an American say that was a bit odd, but also it's quite an old way of speaking too, which was like, was not quite as modern as the rest of it. But apart from that, I really liked it.
Awesome. Yes, I too noticed the lack of an H there. Mm-hmm. And was like, oh, like that kind of was a bit odd. But I have to agree.
Was that the microwave in the background?
Oh, yes, it's my microwave.
So I heard the beeping. I'm like, somebody's cooking something. I hope it's popcorn or Hot Pocket.
I have no idea what it is because I can't see it. It'll be a mystery. That'll be like, ooh, what's in Cassie's microwave? Woo, find out in the next episode. Okay, but back to Russ. Russ. Yes, I enjoyed it very much. I agree with everything that Garnet said. Once again, I am so happy when people say stuff I want to say for me and do it much better than I ever do. There were some words I wasn't sure exactly what you were saying, a few dictiony areas. Yes, I thought that I liked how you did your modern translation, Best of the Night so far. Yay, awesome.
Yeah.
So with that, we will move on to Blue Man's critique.
Yeah, I was like, you're about to move on to, I'm like, wait, I didn't even go on this guy yet. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I was like, yeah. Anyway.
You're not good enough to critique Russ. Ugh.
Yeah, I am, Cassie. Totally am.
Well.
Anyway. First thing I got to discuss, because I haven't heard, listened to you for at all. So I'm not sure. Was the voice that he was doing his natural voice, or was that a character voice?
That's his natural speaking voice.
Okay, yeah, because that was.
It's got a very deep speaking voice.
Yeah, that voice is audible butter right there. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But that voice was just really good. I do have to ask, because it is Much Ado About Nothing, and you mentioned brother. Was this Antonio? A monologue from Antonio?
No, it was Lenato. Speaking to Antonio.
Yeah, because I did Antonio in Much Ado About Nothing. So I was like, if this is Antonio, brownie points, dude. Like, instant brownie points, if it was. But yeah, it also, yeah. And I'd forgotten his brother's name, so thank you for reminding me of that.
That's okay.
I have to be honest, I was kind of just lost in the performance. I just listened and enjoyed it. I mean, I did think that the modern was not as good as the original, and maybe that just might be from that. I think it was just because of the translation. Like, the voice fits really well when you're talking Shakespearean, but when you translate it to modern, it didn't really sound as good. But yeah, I thought this performance was really good. So yeah,
awesome. Oh, and random noises.
I'm sorry, Sacha.
Are you? I don't know. I'm not gonna say it. I've been using every opportunity I can to use the phrase fannying about.
Why? Is it because I said it?
I don't know why, it's just like, oh my goodness, it's so British.
I also say faffing about as
faffing
well.
Faffing about, thing. Oh my goodness.
Why would you tell her that? You don't need to put another bullet in her gun of catchphrases.
It's like, I'm chuffed to bits that you're faffing about.
Oh boy.
Oh boy, yes. And with that, let us move on to Ophi Cal.